Donegal's part in a national cultural service plan, which has been done nationally now, and Donegal has a kind of a proud record in this area. I mean, our public library services have been there for the last 85 years. Donegal County Council would have been one of the first councils to hire an arts officer. And so we have a very strong tradition in culture, and this is a plan now for the next 5 years, and I'll be delighted to launch it today.
It's an important period coming up this month of July, the Errigal Arts Festival on the horizon, one of the cornerstones of cultural expression in Donegal, and much more happening across the county as well in the coming months.
Absolutely, and I want to just give a focus on that as well. The cultural services in Donegal County Council have a very strong plan for the next number of years, and some of the things that I'm going to be talking about are, for example, the library service are putting 11 counties live very shortly now, whereby you'll be able to check in 11 counties for any book that's available will be available over 11 counties, and by 2017, by next year, all of the counties in the Republic of Ireland, all of the libraries will be interlinked to, so you'll be able to check for a book anywhere in the country and get it sent to you in Donegal if you're a member of the library service. Those types of things, the use of technology by the arts section, for example, at present, and I will be talking today as well about the digitising of the minutes of meetings from 1916, which is ongoing at the moment, and it's a big project for the arts section of the council. So there's an awful lot happening, and to manage that and to bring it forward, and particularly in relation to festivals and a new website in conjunction with all of the stakeholders across the county, both on the mainland and on the islands, to support all the festivals so that all of that information is readily available to people and to visitors, will be of great benefit to the people of Donegal. So there's a lot happening.
And this strategy was drawn up after widespread public consultation, both with members of the public and also arts practitioners, people involved in various spheres of arts and culture. Important from your point of view as Cathaoirleach that this culture document and strategy has that weight of support and that weight of contribution behind it.
Absolutely, and that's the key part of it really, Donal, in the sense that it's not just some people sitting in a room deciding what's going to go into this document. A lot of public consultation and a lot of areas looked at, for example, in relation to heritage and preservation, historic sites, including our graveyards, our language, our community, our arts sector, the importance of literacy as well, another thing that's stressed in the actual document, and the value of organisations at all levels across the county cooperating in the arts area. All of that we will be talking about today in terms of actually launching this very important document for Donegal.